You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, tune into the Cleveland Browns preview show tonight with host Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry at 7 p.m. right here on ESPN 850 and 92.3 The Fan. And also be sure to tune into News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, to watch every Browns preseason game this season. Next one, of course, this Saturday, 7 o'clock against the Buccaneers of Tampa Bay. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here. And when you need a ratings boost, you call one man, special teams coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Chris Tabor. And here is what he had to say.
How we doing, everybody? Fire away. If not, we'll head on out. It's going good. Both those guys are, it's still neck and neck. I mean, statistically, more importantly, how they're hitting the ball. Because obviously there is more to it than just stats, ball flight, you know, timing, all those things. But they're both doing a really good job, and this will be another week to see who comes ahead. It was nice last week because in the stadium there was a good wind going from the Dog Pound there. So I was glad that we had that to see how they responded. They both did well.
Is either kickoff better than the other?
It's been about the same, to be quite honest with you. They've had their share of touchbacks. It's close.
In the first game, Spear hit that one that was returned 32 yards, I'm pretty sure. Was that a missed kick or what happened to him?
Well, we didn't cover very well to help him on that. I can't remember the kick exactly, but just because I have – obviously, the game kicks and then the kicks that we do in practice, it all kind of jumbles up a little bit, but they're both doing a good job there.
Change the way you manage the kickers at all this camp? It just doesn't seem to us. Are you kicking them in the middle of the night or in the morning or what?
No, we kick them actually at the beginning. You guys are usually never out there yet. So Yeah. No, I mean, they're not making them just because we're hoping that they make them. We're kicking them. We are. We kick them at the beginning. Like, for example, today we'll kick them a little bit in individual. Usually what's been taking place, all seriousness, is that we have the specialist period there where we're catching off the jugs and those things, and then we do the field goals every other day, and that's where they're getting their kicks. Then sometimes on the side going over and working some onsides or hitting some kickoffs. But I'm trying to keep their legs as fresh as I can, so that the competition is truly, it doesn't come down while the guy's leg is sore and you can't get an honest evaluation. So I think we've been, not going well, I think we've been smart on it because it's still a very tight race.
Chris, normally when you have two young guys like this, occasionally a team will bring in a veteran at some point in training camp. Are you confident enough with these two guys that one of these guys are going to be your kicker?
I think it's still to be played out. I really do. I'm waiting for one of them to take it by the horns, so to speak, and if one of them is the kicker, then yes, obviously we've made that decision, and we'll be confident in that player.
But you don't feel like you need to bring in a veteran at this point?
I don't. He's really good. I mean, he's really good. Obviously, he changes the field position, and I know one got out on us the other night, but I thought it was a great punt. I mean, the location was great. It went 60 yards at 4.8, and we have to do a better job of covering that ball. But he gives us a lot. Obviously, he's been outstanding. Inside the 10, all of training camp. So those are big pluses for us.
How about kick return? What's going on there?
Still working, guys. We've had a host of guys back there, and we'll continue to do that, and we'll see how it plays out once everything shakes out.
Determine like whether Duke is in the mix to be a kickoff returner. Does that depend on how much they use him on offense, or?
Oh, he's in the mix.
Chris, outside of Marlin and Johnson, who are some guys that have stood out in terms of covering kicks and punts?
Well, I mean, we still have our host of guys. With Kirksey and Craig, obviously in the inside linebacker room, along with Tank, those guys are that room's really good, and those guys have been very solid. And kind of, we've been with each other now, a lot of us for 4 years, so that's really helped, and they're able to help the younger guys. you know, the Kaywan Williams of the world, even though he hasn't. There's been some guys that I know that can cover that haven't covered in the preseason, just because we want to look at some other guys. But I'm excited about our core and how we're developing guys, and we just got to stay the course.
Does Lee have one of the stronger legs in the league? Like, could you tell me who the top?
I think so. I mean, he's the strongest leg I've been around. I mean, when you see him, his leg swing is so quick as he comes through the ball. I mean, it's a jolt, and there's a reason why he's been playing a long time in the league.
Make the long return that he did the other day. I mean, what does that change your view of him?
No, I was really excited when we picked him up because I knew, you know, he had that talent coming out of Indiana, and he's a shifty guy that has great explosiveness, catches the ball really, really well. I mean, when you watch him catch the football, he's square, his hands are high, he does all those things. He helps himself there.
We asked you a lot last year about Travis Benjamin in the return game. What are you seeing from him, and do you think he's got it back?
Well, I hope that he has it back. But I think that Travis is obviously a year removed from that injury, and we'll never use the injury as an excuse. But I said it in the spring. Travis has worked his tail off at becoming a better catcher, and you saw it the other night when he caught that ball. He was square. His hands were high. His decision to go right now was right now. He took off, and I know there was a penalty on the play, but if you look at his result, that's a 17-yard return. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for him, and he's been very committed to it, and we'll see how it plays out.
Do you think that's a sign he has confidence and trust back after 2 years after the ACL?
I think so. I really do. I mean, Travis, I've always stated that he's a good football player, and he is. I think we're all seeing that even at the wide receiver position. He just keeps getting better and better. And when you watch him, I mean, when we're catching in pre-practice, he does an outstanding job. And if he drops one, which has been very rare in practice, I mean, he's frustrated by it, and he's taken a lot of pride in getting back to where he was a few years ago.
All right, that was Special Teams Coordinator Chris Tabor there, and just in a moment we'll be joined in the Dog Bowl live by the guy who he says has the strongest leg he's ever been around, punter Andy Lee, guy who's going to be very important to this team going forward, his ability to shift field position, pin offenses deep. He's got a lot of skills, and we're going to talk with him when we return on CBD.